Our next guest is a good friend of ours here at 5AA, of course. He's an assistant coach at the Gold Coast Football Club. He certainly played with distinction for the Port Adelaide Football Club. His name's Matty Primus, and he joins us now. Matty, how are you?
Very well, Bex. Rowie?
Matty, over here it's hot up there, 100% humidity.
Yeah, it has been the last 4 or 5 days. It's been a bit of Darwin-like weather, so jeez, a few thunderstorms, a bit of rain. And the humidity's been pretty stifling. So it's been tough conditions for the boys the last 3 or 4 sessions we've done.
We've been endeavouring, Matthew, to catch up with as many of the different AFL clubs as we can to get a bit of a gauge on their pre-season. How's it all been tracking for you after what you'd have to agree was a really disappointing year for you last year?
Yeah, there certainly was. There's no hiding from that. But, we've reviewed it pretty thoroughly. I think as you would have heard, we've got a new high-performance crew working at the club, headed up by Justin Cordy, who's regarded as one of the better high-performance guys going around the competition. And look, so far, like every club, but for ours, it's been really good. We've had really high numbers on the training track. We've put a massive focus on time on their legs and time spent training and running and doing footy work. And we couldn't be more pleased, especially the last 3 or 4 years I've been here, with the amount of numbers and guys who have been able to be resilient and handle the whole pre-season. So got an important February, but we think what we've been able to work, we've been able to get into them. Hopefully, we're able to handle the marathon season that is the AFL season.
What has Justin Cordy, you mentioned his name, brought to the group? What's different?
I think he's brought a real individualised program to a lot of different guys. We've certainly grown up a fair bit over the last few years, and we've got guys that need different needs, like every AFL club does. So, from our talls to our smalls to some of our more senior players to 3 or 4 of our midfielders who are coming off long-term injuries. It's been really individual guys that need to put on more weight, drop weight, all those sorts of things. Him and his staff have been terrific in that regard. And, we've seen some real big changes in some of the body shapes of the players on our list. And along with that, and along with the time that they spent on their legs, we think, unlike the last few years when we've, got to the middle of the year and we've been 8-3 or 8-4 or those sorts of things and then fallen off the cliff, we think we should be able to sustain that a little bit longer this year.
Now, your heart might have missed a beat earlier today. You had a horrible run with injuries last year. Apparently, Tom Lynch and Stephen May both left the track.
Yeah, they had a bit of a marking collision in a bit of a match in. We played for about half hour today, but you always have your heart in the mouth. They both turned up for the weight session this afternoon, and they're all cherry ripe. So we got through that unscathed.
So you're into game mode now?
Yeah, we're probably adding a bit of match sim into our training. 20 or 30 minute block, and then we do a few other breakdown drills. But I think we're having a scratch match Saturday week, and then we play Brisbane up here in about 2.5 weeks for our first NAB Cup game. So, yeah, we're not too far away. But, we've probably got half our squad that are ready to play and the other half that still need a good February. So it's a pretty good balancing act at the moment.
Rodney Eade into his second year. Got a good feel for the place by late last year, of course. He made a couple of changes to the leadership group. You've got a group of 10. Could you just explain that? Because it seems an inordinately large leadership group.
Yeah, look, it does. I suppose we all, as a club, had our vote on it a couple of weeks ago, and there really wasn't a cut-off point till around the 10 mark. I think Gary and a few others, our vice-captains and Dion Presti, Tom Lynch and Stephen May, certainly dominated. And then after that, there was a group that had varying experience, from Nick Melcheski and Matty Rosa, we got from West Coast this year, to a David Swallow and a Jager O'Meara, and Michael Riscatello, who's been around a bit. So we thought, there's a good cross-section of defenders, mids and forwards, some more senior guys and some of our younger developing leaders. And, I'm never sure what the exact number is, but we think they'll bring great discussion every Monday when they get together and talk about, what they can do better and what's going well. And we think it'll promote really good discussion instead of being dictated by, 3 or 4 guys. So that's how the number come up. And, I think it'll work pretty well for us.
It won't be too cumbersome, having sat in lots of meetings. 10 seems like lots of opinions.
I think it's how the meetings run. Rockets certainly doesn't allow meetings to go on and on and on. So, I think they'll discuss the key points out of pre-season games, out of training, and out of our AFL games when they start. And they'll get to the point pretty quickly. And, with our leadership guy who runs our program, they'll make sure that things get to the point. They don't wander off and talk about, things that aren't really concerning how we're going to go about playing our best football.
Flavour of the Powerade?
Well, that's right.
I said the flavour of the Powerade, that normally gets a run.
Oh, that gets a run. You know, is the toilet paper too hard or too soft or those sorts of meaningful things.
Yeah.
Maddie, was there any discussion at all about Gary Ablett not being captain?
No, there wasn't. It was, look, obviously, well, the view of the coaches and the view of the players, but, you know, and I know from an outsider's point of view, everyone has an opinion on Gary, but he's really invested in the footy club. He's invested in trying to improve every individual player, and sometimes that gets difficult for him because he sees the game like nobody else sees the game, so it gets pretty difficult for him to describe at times, but he is a terrific leader. His training is second to none. His professionalism to look after his body, especially the injuries he's had recently, and his competitiveness and desire to be not only an individually good player, but he wants his son to be a really good team. He's second to none also. So, look, he's our best player. He is a terrific leader. He might not be the boisterous one, but he is a terrific leader and he's a competitor. So there's no doubt at all.
Yeah. I think I read on the website, the Gold Coast website, that your other leaders have asked him to talk more, communicate more.
Yeah, look, they have. He's just got so much experience and he sees the game so well, either when he's got the ball in his hand or, you know, where the next bit of play is going. So they continually, you know, are asking Gary how he sees that, why he sees that, how he taught that. And, you know, some of it's innate of what Gary does, but also some of it's, you know, he's learned it over his journey at Geelong and also being up here at the Sun. So they continually ask his opinion on everything, how to win contested balls and clearances and kick goals and all those sorts of things. But I think the biggest thing they get out of Gary is, and when you've been around him, like most of the really top players, they just do the basics so well, you know, day in, day out, every single time. And, yeah, they can do some miraculous things, but they just never mess up the basics. And so, yeah, they've asked him to speak up a little bit more, and he's certainly been terrific in that regard this pre-season.
He got married over the break, didn't he?
He did around New Year's Eve, I think it was. He got married, and his wife's moved up here now. So he's in that phase of his life, but he's certainly got his body right. And I know he's pretty keen to making sure he gets back to being the... one of the best players in the comp again.
Little Bambinos is the next step there, Bix. Then your footy struggles a bit. I know
you leave that to your career's finished, I reckon.
Yeah. Good call, Matty. Hey, a lot of people forgot the amount of injuries to the talented players you had last year. Bix calls that if buts and candy nuts, but it is true. How's David Swallow and Jager Amira tracking? Because those two are guns.
Yeah, look, they're going well. David's probably ahead of Jager at the moment, but with both of them, you know, David's coming off his two operations on his PCL, and Jager's coming off a really unique patella injury. So we sort of haven't put a time frame on them. That's not getting away from when they're going to be back. David, you know, could be around round one. Who knows? We're just going to see how he operates, and so could Jager be. But look, they're progressing well. They're hitting each of their benchmarks and going okay. Sorry, Dion Prestia has come off his knee pretty well, and he's been flat out training since Christmas, and so is Gary. So out of our four key midfielders that were injured all last year, you know, Gary and Dion are going really well, and David and Jager are progressing well, and you know, time will tell when they get back for us.
Charlie Dixon had his most productive year as a forward last year. Who's the most likely to fill the void that he's left?
Well, it's probably out of Sam Day and young Peter Wright, who we drafted a couple of years ago. You know, whether we play all those two along with Tom Lynch or we only play one of them, time will tell. But they're having a really good battle this pre-season. You know, Sammy Day has dropped a lot of weight. He's under 100 kilo now and really getting an AFL running capability for a key forward for us. And Peter Wright, you know, into his second pre-season, a really professional kid and just soaks up a lot of information. So they're the two that are going for it now. And you know, over the Nat Cup, we'll find out, you know, if both of them get in or if only one of them done. But those two would be the two that would be looking to replace, you know, the role that Charlie played for us last year.
And just on some new guys for the Gold Coast fans here, Matty Rose, you got, and big ruckman Daniel Curry, how's he going?
Yeah, they're both going well. Matty's a true professional, yep. Coming off a bit of an ankle surgery he had, but he's back training since after Christmas for us. And, you know, coming from a terrific club that, obviously been pretty good the last couple of years in the West Coast Eagles, and bringing a bit of how they go about their footy. And Dan Curry's got an opportunity. You know, he's been stuck behind Todd Goldstein the last 3 or 4 years, and he never gets injured or never misses a beat. So he's going to put some real good pressure on Tom Nichols with Zach Smith going down to Geelong. So they're two great trades we've been able to bring in, and you know, they're not here just to make up the numbers. They're here to make us a better team, and I think they'll play a pretty significant role for us.
And the first rounder in Callum Archie, a little South Fremantle lad, his brother's over here with Port Adelaide. Is he taking any screamers on the track? Does he look a likely type?
He does look a likely club. Yeah. There's not much to him, but he's very classy with the ball in his hand and a ripping kid like his brother. So, yeah, all our draftees are terrific blokes firsthand, and they look like they can play a bit too. So, yeah, hopefully Arch might be able to put his hand up for round one, but he's certainly going to be a good player for us over the years.
How many years is this for you up there now, Matty?
This should be my fourth year. Yeah, heading into the fourth year.
Where's
so, yeah, it goes
gone?
Quick.
Goodness.
Yeah, it does go very quick, but... you know, we need to start getting a bit of success up here now, and hopefully we're putting some good footings down for that now.
We hear you still can't surf.
Your tan's good, though.
Surf, mate. You got to have balance, mate. That's one thing I never had. So,
good man.
Surfing something. Too many sharks up here anyway.
Hey, Matty, thanks for having a chat with us. Look, it wouldn't surprise too many people if you got your best team on the park. You could jump up the ladder fairly quickly, one would suspect, after, like I said, a disappointing year last year. So all the best with that.
No worries, guys. Thanks for the chat.
So Friday, March the 31st, the Crows are up there playing Gold Coast in their third of the NAB Challenge. The NAB Challenge is only, it's around the corner, Bix.
Well,
it's coming.
Say 15 days, did you say?
Yep.
We're not far away at all. And, before you know it, talking a lot of footy. Matty Primus there, he's four years he's been up there as an assistant coach with the Gold Coast, and, liking the way they're going about their year this year.